The men, sitting in adjacent chairs, looked out of place in the corner of the surgeon's waiting room. It wasn't just that they didn't have visible bandages, or that neither of them winced or evidenced pain. While many of the men and women waiting to see Dr. Caden Taggart bore expressions that said they either needed the surgeon's attention or had already experienced it, these two men presented themselves the way drug salesmen do, sitting patiently, idly thumbing through magazines, almost bored. When he came to the front desk to hand off the chart of the patient he'd just seen, Caden glanced at the men in the corner. He noted they wore dark suits and white shirts. Their conservative ties were snugged against their cleanly shaven necks, and their lace-up shoes had probably been shined this morning. He didn't know who they were. Perhaps police? Maybe FBI? But their presence in his office worried him. He didn't think he had anything to fear, but then again... Caden leaned closer to his receptionist. Donna, who are those two men?
I didn't get their names. They flashed ID and badges, but stowed them before I got a good look. They said they had to see you. When I asked them why, they said they'd discuss it with you.
They didn't give you any clue? She lowered her voice even further, although no one seemed to be paying attention to the conversation.
They wouldn't say anything beyond what I've told you. They took a seat, and that's where they've been since then.
When's my next patient?
In 10 minutes. She's post-op appendectomy and arrived a bit early. Ruth just took her back to do vital signs.
Why don't I see them while I'm waiting? Give me a moment, then send them back. As he entered his office, Caden glanced at the cherrywood desk his father had given him when he opened his surgical practice 2 years ago. He wondered if Dr. Henry Taggart ever considered that there were more important gifts he could share with his son than those bought with money. Caden's thoughts were interrupted by the arrival of the two strangers. Gentlemen? He inclined his head toward the two chairs across the desk from him. He decided not to say anything more, for fear he might indicate the nervousness he felt. Let them talk. As he sat down behind the desk, Caden took the measure of his visitors. The man on his left was probably in his late 50s. His dark hair was cut short and showed a hint of gray at the temples. The other man, about a decade younger than the first, was blonde. Other than that, they were very much alike. Average build, no facial hair, clothes neat, but not flashy.